KVGC News Time, now 7 minutes after the hour. Here's a look at the news for a Wednesday. It's the 14th day of July for 2021. Well, the Amador County Board of Supervisors have agreed to work with the Amador Vintners on a potential new regulation for winery tasting rooms in the county. The move came as the board was considering a resolution of intent to add a conditional use permit requirement before new winery tasting rooms can open in the county's agricultural zones. However, Amador Vintner Association Executive Director Jack Gorman, citing the large role the wine industry played in the Amador economy, called on the supervisors to drop the proposed ordinance change and instead have a group from the Vintners work on an alternative proposal. Chairman Frank Axe and Supervisor Onetto agreed to meet with the proposed working group. And in COVID-related matters, County Health Officer Dr. Rita Kerr reported 13 new cases in Amador County, one death in the last week. The supervisors also yesterday heard a report from the local chapter of the Red Cross on COVID safety measures that will be taken at emergency shelters. Due to the inability to screen people, if emergency shelters, such as for wildfire evacuation, become necessary, COVID-related restrictions would be in place, such as mask wearing and social distancing between non-family groups.
Amador County Public Health reports 13 more cases of COVID-19, one additional death since last Tuesday's update, bringing the total lab-confirmed case count in Amador County to 1,878. Now, the individual who passed, a female in her 80s with underlying conditions. The current cases include one child under 18, eight aged 18 to 49, two 50 to 64, two age 65 and above. Now, 645 cases of COVID-19 confirmed in 2021 to date. Over 34,300 doses of COVID-19 vaccine have been administered to Amador residents to date. Over 62% of eligible county residents 12 years of age and older have had at least one dose, and over 15,500 fully vaccinated. Now, individuals who have received only the first dose of the two-dose vaccine series urged to schedule their second dose as soon as possible. Multiple vaccination opportunities available within the county. Now, because the more contagious Delta variant circulating in Amador, even vaccinated people at high risk for severe disease or who live with someone who has underlying conditions should strongly consider wearing a mask indoors while in public. Everyone exhibiting symptoms, even fully vaccinated individuals, should isolate and get tested. No-cost COVID-19 testing still available Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday in the rear parking lot at the Health and Human Service Building from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. The Health and Human Service Building is on Conductor Boulevard off Lower Ridge Road.
Well, COVID-19 infections are on the rise once again in Calaveras County. With 9 active cases currently confirmed in the county, local health officials are urging residents to get vaccinated as soon as they can. While daily vaccination numbers have flattened, as of July 12th, the county ranks 39th statewide in vaccination rates, with roughly 39% of its residents fully vaccinated. In June, the county health department was notified by the state that the Delta variant, the strain of the virus first detected in India and said to be more contagious than the original, had made its way to Calaveras County by at least the month of May. While two additional COVID-19 related deaths occurred in June, bringing the countywide total to 58, none have yet been linked to the Delta variant. Residents can still get tested for COVID-19 free of charge at weekly clinics operated by Calaveras Public Health, with testing sites listed on the department's website. Also, anyone 12 and older can find a free COVID vaccine by visiting myturn.ca.gov.
Well, after a barrage of social media posts claiming a child abduction at a local shopping center, the Amador Sheriff's Office reported late yesterday no crime had been committed. Monday, the Sheriff's Office received a call regarding a possible child abduction attempt in the Amador Ridge Shopping Center. Deputies responded, quickly learned no attempted abduction had taken place. After speaking with the reporting party, witnesses, and reviewing available video footage, deputies learned a man made a comment to a woman with a child that left her feeling uncomfortable. The woman advised an employee of a business in the shopping center. The matter was reported to the sheriff's office as a precaution.
And Amador and Calaveras County residents experienced a lot of drift smoke in the area yesterday, due mainly to two fires, one to the north and one to the south. According to CAL FIRE, the smoke we saw was from the River Fire located on the Madera-Mariposa County line from the south and the Beckworth Complex in Plumas County from the north. Amador and El Dorado unit of CAL FIRE did not work a fire yesterday within its state responsibility area.
Well, after announcing mask requirements for the upcoming school year on Friday, California health officials have taken an unexpected change in course that now puts the decision on enforcement in the hands of the districts. Last week, officials said students and staff at schools must continue to always wear masks indoors, even if fully vaccinated. Details on those new rules were released Monday afternoon, with the requirement stating that schools must exclude students from campus if they're not exempt from wearing a face covering and refuse to wear one provided by the school. Well, that reignited criticism of Governor Newsom, who's facing a recall. Surprisingly, a few hours after releasing the rules, the state changed them to still require masks indoors at schools at all times, but instead, local districts can decide how to enforce the rule. Well, last week, Newsom signed a new law that required districts to let students complete their work at home if the parent or guardian say coming to school puts the student at a health risk. Also, the rules state that districts must let students complete their work at home if officials send them home for refusing to wear a mask. All California schools required to resume in-person instruction when the school year starts. The state plans to review the rules, possibly change them again, by November 1st.
And the Calaveras County Public Works Department reported yesterday the Bald Mountain Road construction project, which was scheduled to take place this week, has now been postponed and rescheduled for later in August. If you have any questions, contact Calaveras County Public Works, 754-6401. And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Wednesday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website, that's kvgcradio.com.